and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has unveiled his budget plan. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the story.
The president's budget includes a number of ideas that failed to advance when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, including hundreds of billions of dollars for child and elder care and universal preschool. To pay for it all, Mr. Biden would raise the corporate tax rate, impose a new wealth tax on America's richest families, and increase rates on married couples earning over $450,000 a year. The budget allows the president to contrast his plans with Republicans.
They want to cut tax for the wealthy and large corporations.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls the Biden budget completely unserious. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is proposing her own reforms to big budget federal programs.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We need to fix it.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley told an Iowa crowd she'd support reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
So the first thing you do is you change the retirement age of the young people coming up, so that we can try and have some sort of system for them.
Haley says those benefits should also be limited for the rich.
Democrats are supporting raising taxes on the wealthy. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was on Capitol Hill today testifying about that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Alan Shaw apologized, saying he is deeply sorry.
We've been cooperating fully with the NTSB's investigation.
The CEO said so far there is no indication that those on board the train did anything wrong.
The preliminary report found that the Norfolk Southern crew was operating the train below the speed limit and in an approved manner.
But he said it's clear the safety mechanisms in place were not enough. He promised improvements.
I'm going to make sure they've got the right training and the right technology.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman with that report. Well wishes pouring in as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recovers at a Washington, D.C. hospital. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
A spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican says he tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He has been admitted to the hospital where he is receiving treatment.
The 81-year-old Republican leader suffered a concussion. A massive Russian missile barrage rained down on sections of Ukraine last night. CBS's MTS Taib is in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
The far west of the country, Lviv, which has largely been spared the kind of devastation we've seen in the east of the country. You see homes reduced to rubble. You see people having lost their lives, lying in their beds.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson with the agency's top priority.
NASA is laser focused on Mars.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin, I'm just soft on the potty. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked. It's our potty body.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. It's Write Night tonight at Macmillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids. From 6 to 8 p.m., adult writers gather in the McCourt Room to read each other's work, provide feedback, and talk all things literary. Bring a laptop or paper and pencil and join in. Nearly 700 students from area high schools visited Mid-State Technical College for their Program Showcase Career Exploration event. Students from Amherst, Assumption, Granton, Loyal, Neillsville, Rosholt, and Stevens Point area senior high schools came to the Wisconsin Rapids campus to explore career options in their 85-plus programs. The program showcase allows students to meet current Mid-State students, staff, and program faculty. They can tour the campus labs and experience the hands-on learning that Mid-State offers. Summer registration for the 23 summer term opens today for current students at Mid-State. Public registration starts tomorrow. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Overcast overnight with snow likely. Lows around 24. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely. Tomorrow 35. Cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. 6 to 12 inches of snow overnight through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Chris Hahn is available wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. ChristopherHahn.com, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Watch me on News Nation, Fox, wherever. But if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see where I'm going to be. Welcoming back to the show, former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. We love having Senator Boxer on. And Senator, I'm sorry I had to leave a message on your voicemail to get you back on the show. We lost all your contact information for your booker.
Not to worry. It all worked out. No problem.
I felt very awkward. I was like, I'm like 3 weeks ago, I said to my new producer, I go, let's get Barbara Boxer on. And he's like, oh, give me the info. I'll reach out to her aide. And I lost it. I don't know what I did with it.
Well, now you've got it all. And you could always call me and leave a message. That isn't the problem. Seriously.
So I appreciate that. So, Senator, I started the show tonight talking about the courageous trip President Biden took to Kyiv this week. And you've been around, you've witnessed a lot of foreign policy triumphs and mistakes and everything else. I'd really just love to get your feelings on what the president did and how it impacts the rest of the world.
It just shows you that he's got it together. And, you know, everybody says age this and age that, and all that's true. But you cannot make a generalization. I mean, I'm a little bit older than Joe Biden, and I'm pretty perky. And so there are people who are perkier than I am at this age, and there are a lot who are not. And there are people who are just losing it at 65. So you just don't know. So I think it just showed what he said when he said, watch me. And we're watching him, and yeah, even seeing the polls go forward. But what I think about what he did is, it reminded me so much of, times before I was even able to understand what was happening, World War II, when, you know, the United States stood for democracy,
yep,
and stood for freedom and helped Britain. And truly, it was brave. And I remember watching him walk down the street with Zelensky, and the air raid sirens went off, and I panicked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the truth. I have to admit this. I thought, what a contrast to Josh Hawley, senator who gave the salute to the insurrectionists and then ran away from them full speed ahead.
Oh, right. Of course.
Guy, you know, here's our guy in the middle of a war zone, really, just doing what I think he had to do in order to keep NATO together, show how much we care. This is really a fight for freedom. And, you know, having lived a long time right now, I could tell you, you take somebody like Putin and you give him an inch, boy, he'll take a lot more and he won't stop there.
Yeah.
It's either we stand with Ukraine or we, you know, now or we're fighting a NATO fight later. It's really a rough time.
Yeah, a very rough time. And you know, speaking of Josh Hawley, he was one of the first people to criticize Biden for going to Ukraine, which I just, it's beyond me that he would criticize. Why didn't you go to East Palestine, Ohio? You know, I'm sorry, Josh, Missouri is pretty close to East Palestine, Ohio. Have you been there yet, Senator? You know, and it's
what a good point.
Right.
What a good point. And by the way, Joe Biden will be there.
Absolutely.
And his entire team is there. So maybe Senator Hawley doesn't understand that the head of this great nation has to do a lot of things.
Right.
You know, simultaneously. And one thing he doesn't do is run away like a coward like Josh Hawley did.
Right, right. Of course not. I mean, Josh Hawley would have heard those air raid sirens. He would have been, you know, he would have looked like Usain Bolt. He would have gotten out of there so quick.
He would have been in Poland.
Yeah, exactly.
Just run.
You think he would have gotten on a train through a war zone? I am sorry. I just don't think that would have happened.
No. We saw him run away. Here's the point. We don't even have to ponder this. But this is really a fact. We saw Josh Hawley run away from the insurrectionists who he had just saluted and egged on.
Yep.
It's disgusting. And, you know, he thinks we'll forget about it, but we have, you know, the goods. We have the tapes. But getting back to Joe Biden, what we see here is the man who said, watch me.
Yep.
And he is rolling out all this great legislation, like the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, all the things that he has done. He's rolling those out, and people are liking it. He's capped insulin for seniors. I mean, this is not a guy who just talks. He talks and he walks.
He walks the walk, without a doubt. What message do you think he was sending, you know, by going to Ukraine, you know, internationally? Like, what do you take from that?
Well, that's the key question. I mean, we have to make sure NATO stays together on this, the European Union stays together on this, that there is no, you know, argument about where this stands from the standpoint of the West and democracy versus autocracy. So, you know, he's doing everything to keep together the alliance that we need, because, you know, again, I'm old enough to have lived through a lot of the aftermath, the Cold War, all the things that happened. But now we have Russia blatantly walking into another country claiming it's their territory.
Yeah.
And that upsets the entire atmosphere that we've had since the end of World War II, the world order. What is right? What is wrong? So he's challenging this. And if it falls apart, there's no end to it. Every autocrat, especially one with nuclear weapons, is going to walk in and try to take over territory, because that's all they care about is power, and that's it, and wealth, and all those other things.
Yeah, I think it's I think it was a tremendous thing. I think he's also sending a message to China and India. You know, I mean, Russia has been hitting up China particularly for lethal aid, because they are, you know, basically depleting their resources of weapons. And they have been appealing to China for lethal aid. And I think the president going there sends a very strong message to them, too.
Not only does that send a strong message, but, you know, Secretary of State Blinken has been quite clear with China to say it would be a disaster for the relationship, but we have such a deep economic relationship. We're adversaries. There's no question we're adversaries.
Right.
There's no question they spy. What they did with that spy balloon was outrageous.
Ridiculous.
So, we know all that, but despite that, we do have a financial relationship, and we don't want to see China now become part of this axis of evil, as Leon Panetta called it the other day.
Yeah, I think China's got to make up its mind. Do they want to sell us computers, or they want to, you know, they want to send spy balloons over the U.S. and be our...
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with China. Taiwan is what's happened to Hong Kong. So that's a whole other program. But I got to say, this is a moment of great import. And you know, I was saying to my husband the other day, we talk so much about all this stuff, and I was just saying the irony is that China had a relationship with Ukraine, or has, and they were trading partners and they had a lot of good relations. And at the beginning of this, they were chatting Ukraine with China. And I think China has to understand they could play a role in the eventual settlement.
They could. And they could, and they and they should, in that regard. I also think that the president is sending a message by, you know, going there that China needs to be careful what they're doing with Taiwan as well.
No question. No question. I mean, these are times that require the best people leading us, and we have Joe Biden leading us and his team. They're so, they understand history. They are so calm. They get it. And I'm thrilled. I mean, if you look at what he has done with NATO and how he has kept it together and revived it after the other guy tried to destroy it.
Yeah. I mean,
you can about imagine what would have happened if Trump were president. It gives me the shudders.
Oh, Trump would have went to Russia. He'd be in Moscow on the anniversary of the war. He wouldn't be going to Ukraine and bolstering up NATO. There'd be no more NATO if Trump was. It'd be a disaster. I think we dodged a bullet by getting him out, and let's hope that we keep him out because he's going to definitely try to get back in. All right, Senator, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pay some bills over here. I'm going to come back. And I'm going to talk some more with former Senator Barbara Boxer of the great state of California. You're listening to you're listening to the Chris Hancho, the adequate, the moderate. Anyway, the Chris Hancho. Stay where you are.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
to love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
America's favorite progressive, The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, check out the podcast. If you missed a second of my interview with former Senator Barbara Boxer, it'll be in the Aggressive Progressive on Tuesday. And follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'm back with Senator Barbara Boxer. Senator, we learned this week that that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has turned over all of the security footage from January 6th to a man who is arguably partially responsible for the riot that took place on January 6th, Tucker Carlson of Fox News, a guy whose show I used to go on regularly. I don't anymore. It truly annoyed me, and I'm sure you have a lot to say about it.
Well, I actually do. This is Tucker Carlson, who said, and I'm quoting, the 9/11 insurrection, he said, was a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards.
Huh.
In other words, it was nothing. Meanwhile, people die. Meanwhile, people are serving in prison. Meanwhile, he continues to lie. So the first thing is, I don't even understand how Kevin McCarthy could do such a thing as the Speaker of the House, give this all this footage to this one particular outlet, knowing their point of view on this.
Yep.
As we know, it was no big deal. But if I were in the House and I served there for 10 years, I would do more than just talk about it. I would file an ethics complaint against McCarthy because I don't believe he ran any of that footage by the security people, the Capitol Police. He's putting our nation at risk by this. So I would make an ethics complaint. Furthermore, I would absolutely offer an amendment to a pending bill or have a privileged motion, as they call it,
yep,
to cease and desist, to stop this until the Capitol Police and law enforcement takes a look at it and gets rid of some of the footage that shows exactly how people entered and where the entrances failed, et cetera, et cetera. This is a disgrace. This is so anti-American what he is doing.
You know what I don't understand, and maybe you could clarify this to me. I mean, I worked in the Senate, but I don't remember. Doesn't the majority leader of the Senate get a say in any of this? Like, why is it the House Speaker that has control over this?
I think you have to go back to the rules of the committee, because this came out of a committee, and I think since the committee is gone, he probably has a lot of discretion.
Got it.
I don't know that. And it's not right. But that's why I'm assuming he knows that he could do it legally. But morally and in terms of protecting our capital and the people within it and the people of our country, this is a disgrace. And I only hope that the American people say, you know, what are, is he doing?
What do you think his goal is here? Like, what is this? What's the point? Like, why give it to this guy? I mean, not, by the way, he didn't just give it to Fox. He gave it to Tucker. Like, why?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking what he, what Tucker will do is cut and paste.
Of course.
And show, oh, these guys were great. Look at them having a cup of coffee. Look at this woman. She was there. She was 66. She wouldn't do anything. So they're going to try and undo everything the committee did using this footage and pasting it together. You know, it reminds me, I once got asked by Fox to do an interview at a time when they were just being terrible to Democrats. And I was really wanted to do it. And I said, with one caveat, and they said, what? I said, I don't want to cut and paste it. I'm happy to do an interview. And that's fine. But you got to commit that if it runs 5 minutes, you run it 5 minutes. If it runs 60 seconds, you run it. Oh, no. I'm not going to do that. That was Bill O'Reilly.
Wow.
He said, no, I can't do that. I said, then I'm not giving an interview because I know what you're going to do.
I only did it live. Honestly, I mean, there occasionally I might have pre-taped something, but I did about 2,000 appearances on Fox in my career, and I almost always was live. I mean, they never would have let my Rudy Giuliani interview air if it was taped.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I'm very glad that they did that, and that's the way they should do it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is this cut and paste is a famous way in media, you know that, to destroy somebody's point of view.
I think it's just ridiculous that you would give this to Tucker Carlson, who is, yeah, you're exactly right. He is just going to go out there. He's going to select footage that fits the narrative he wants to write, and he'll play that for his very large audience. And then there'll be outrage on the left, and the right will defend Tucker Carlson. We'll all put our jerseys on, and that'll be it.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is he lives on another planet, and that is planet make-believe.
Right.
They, you know, that we know this from what we've just learned. They'll say anything, several of those so-called reporters, that not reporters, those talking heads, they'll say anything that plays to their base.
Right.
And when they knew what they were saying was wrong. And I just hope Dominion gets them for the billions.
Yeah.
Because what they did was a disgrace, and they're so used to, you know, slandering public officials, and you can't get sued for that. They thought they could do it with a private company. No, you can't do that to Dominion.
No, I think Dominion's
and
suit
so
is...
They'll have to pay.
I hope they win, you know, and again, the text messages and emails we saw show that they knew what they were saying was absolutely the wrong thing to say, and that they knew that these lies were just lies. And Tucker Carlson knows what happened on January 6th. They were all texting each other. They know what happened, and they're going to try to pretend that it was nothing. All right, I'm going to take one more break.
The only thing I would say is it's too bad for the people that believe in them.
Yep, I agree that perfectly. All right, I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to come back a little bit more with Senator Boxer. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Rock meets Bach tonight at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. The Arts Council of Southwood County is presenting Take 3 tonight, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. This genre-defying trio uses a violin, cello, and piano to create some of the most exciting and refreshing pop, rock, classical fusion music you'll hear anywhere in the world. Tickets are $30 for adults and $10 for students. The high school jazz band concert will be Friday at the Performing Arts Center. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. for the concert starting at 7. The Hager House in Wausau helps single mothers in central Wisconsin. The faith-based home in central Wisconsin helps single moms get back on their feet and gain independence. The Hager House is located in downtown Wausau and has 6 rooms. They are always looking for donations and volunteers. In sports, the Badgers are out of the Big Ten tournament after losing to Ohio State last night. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Overcast overnight with snow likely. Lows around 24. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely. Tomorrow 35. Cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 17. 6 to 12 inches of snow overnight through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Chris
Center. Get on this. This is a podcast.
This is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $199 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. Civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm warning continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Cloudy overnight with snow likely. Lows around 30. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 33. Overcast tomorrow night, 22. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow, with another 2 to 4 inches Saturday night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Hey, if you missed a second of that interview I just did with former Senator Barbara Boxer, download the Aggressive Progressive podcast. That interview will be up on Tuesday, wherever you get your podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's on it. Check it out. She's fantastic. I love having her on my show. I love having her on my podcast. I like talking to people with experience. She's got experience. She knows what's going on. You know what I hate? I hate when I turn on cable news and there are people talking about things that they have no experience with. And they're like, you know, they just... young people without any real experience in government talking about how government works. I mean, they know. I mean, they've seen it. But you talk to somebody who's actually lived it, like former aides, former senators, former, you know, other elected officials. It's a whole different perspective, right? They've been participants. So they can do more than report. They can truly analyze what's going on. And look, she knows the players. She knows Joe Biden. She served in the Senate with Joe Biden for 16 years. So she knows what's going on there. And it's very interesting. And I didn't pin her down on California. I don't know who's going to win that. I don't know who's going to win that primary. They've got a lot of people to choose from there. And it'll be an amazing race, to say the least. And California's got a jungle primary, which means everybody runs together in a primary. The top two vote getters, no matter what party, are the two people who run in the general election in November. So it may not even be a Republican on the ballot. California is probably going to stay blue, especially given the fact that these, you know, they've got some great candidates. I would imagine Adam Schiff for sure will make the runoff. And then we'll see who joins him there. And I don't know that means he's going to win. But I think he's probably got the best name recognition statewide because of the work he did on the, you know, with the impeachment and January 6th and everything else. I think he's had the most TV time. I mean, Katie Porter's obviously got a name. Barbara Lee, though, I mean, has been around a long time. So I think, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches in California. And I think every state should have as many good people to choose from, you know, to be U.S. senators. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. You know, final thought on this Tucker Carlson getting the the January 6th security tapes. I mean, it's like giving Osama bin Laden the security tapes from 9/11, in my opinion. Maybe not as bad. But this is a guy who revved people up about the election, knowing it was false, right? We're seeing in the Dominion law.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What you're doing, you know, to make it look like it wasn't so bad. We know it was bad. We also know who's responsible for it, and so does Kevin McCarthy. And that's what makes him such a weak human being, undeserving of the title of Speaker of the House. All right. I'm going to wrap it up with that because I think we've all had enough for one night. And I want to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everyone and everything, America, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America.
If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, and work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what Mom and Dad said we should do.
Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan. Enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.